This is St. Louis Public Radio. Gun violence claims scores of victims in St. Louis, and there's a grim trend. Most homicide victims this year are black males who are 29 years old or younger. And a majority of people accused of killing someone fall in that same age and gender range. Alice Prince has spent close to a decade trying to reduce those numbers, working for the St. Louis Agency on Employment and Training. She told St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum that delivering jobs and education to young people is the key.
Prince is involved with close to a dozen programs geared towards 16 to 24-year-olds who are susceptible to gun violence. One program is Prison to Prosperity, which provides job training for young people getting out of St. Louis's jails. She has also played a role in developing Youth Build and Workforce High School, two programs that allow high school dropouts to train for construction careers or finish their high school diplomas. Prince says young people she's worked with want to get far away from gun violence.
Despite people thinking that young people don't want to do better, they do. They definitely do. Every young person that I have came across, they all want a better future. They hope to have a better future. Sometimes they can't see it. Sometimes they become blind because of the bloodshed that they see. Sometimes their hearts become so cold because of all the people that they've lost and let them down. But that doesn't mean they don't want better.
Prince also links violence among St. Louis's youth with a lack of opportunity.
Our system has failed them. Really, our education system has failed them. Our judicial system has failed them. Our justice system has failed them. Our governments, just overall, we've failed them. We've not given them what they need. Right now, we can't even give them a living wage. We can't even give them access to education 24 hours a day, but we can give them access to guns and drugs 24 hours a day.
It's been talked about many times that places with more poverty have more gun violence and more crime. I want you to elaborate on that because I think you've seen that firsthand.
So there is a true direct correlation with crime, poverty, education, lack of resources. And so that's why it's important to offer programs and to continue to offer programs and to continue to not just think outside the box, but blow up the box. While we're talking about mental health, we need to be talking about living wages. While we're talking about living wages, we need to be talking about the lack of streetlights in North St. Louis. We need to be talking about this, not all siloed, but all together. And oh yeah, by the way, how can, if you want this person to work when they get out of jail, how can we make sure that they get a Social Security card and a state ID so that they can fill out simple papers like I-9.
The percentage of young people killed in St. Louis has remained relatively steady since Prince started her job in 2008. In 2009, roughly 57% of homicide victims were 29 or younger. And through the beginning of this year, it's close to 52%. Prince says her programs do work, pointing to how young people have obtained long-term employment to support their families.
I had a young person succumb to me that dropped out of high school, and she was with her boyfriend who also dropped out of high school. And they have a baby right now. But now that they have a baby, this young person has a high school diploma and is in college. And this and her father has a high school diploma, went to a technical trade, and now is a manager at his company. So now that has impacted future generations.
Prince will get a bigger opportunity to promote her agency's initiatives as she was recently appointed to become Slate's director. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.